free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Hey, Merry Christmas, my unifiers. You know, we've been dropping something every day during this Advent season to equip young leaders to strengthen unity in the body of Christ. And today I want us to look at part of the Christmas story that is not so fortunate. That's a very unfortunate, very bad, a twist in the road, something that, you know, it wasn't an inconvenience. This is horrid. This is something that we don't really focus in much on this season because it's sad. It's horrible. I mean, it can bring a heavy heart. And some of y'all are like, I don't know if I want to listen to this. Some of y'all may have turned it off. Stick with me. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because we can still look back at this season and celebrate. There's so much to celebrate, so much to be joyful for. But there's also this very sad part of it. And that in because of Jesus's birth and what happened with the wise men, and because of King Herod, there was this very horrible massacre of little boys who were, you know, 2 years old and younger. He just went and wiped out a bunch of kids who were two and under because he was trying to stop Jesus. And the reason I bring this up, because while there was this very horrible atrocity in the middle of things, we still can look back and recognize the joy and the celebration of this season. We can still recognize so much good came from this story and what was happening around the birth of Christ. There's so much to celebrate in that. And because we can say there was this horrible thing that happened, yet there's still so much to celebrate, I want that to be an encouragement to us to know that when things go wrong, when things are down, when something even horrible happens, to not lose sight that God may be doing amazing and good things all around. And it's so easy. We can actually be on a high, be having a great day, and then something bad happens and it ruins it for us. I don't want our joy to be stolen away, especially this holiday season. Don't let your joy be stolen away because God is doing amazing things. God is at work. And yes, unfortunately, sometimes there are some bad things that happen. Things go wrong. There can even be horrid things like what happened here. But don't let it steal away knowing what's worth celebrating and being joyful over. Keep that in mind, especially this holiday season. Keep your hope, keep your faith, keep your joy, and focus on those good things. Take those negative things to God in prayer. Let him comfort, let him bring peace, and celebrate those good things. We can still look back and rejoice over what happened, recognizing there was so much good in this season, and knowing that good triumphs, good won, that Jesus came, he lived, he died, and he rose again for us, right? And because of that, eternal life is given to so many, including likely those young men, those young boys who were taken, unfortunately, by someone else's sin. But there are going to be things as you are striving to strengthen unity, to maintain unity. There's going to be things that are negatives. There are going to be things that may be bad, maybe twist. They may be, you know, unfortunate, but there may be some things that are horrible. But no, just like in this Christmas season, God is still working. There are still things in which we can lean into and that we will be able to rejoice over and know that God is doing something so amazing. It will triumph over any darkness that is coming in. And this is something that we can be encouraged by. Even something so horrible during this Christmas season, we still look at it as a season of joy. Even something so horrible that's maybe trying to divide, maybe trying to ruin what you have going, we can still look back in the future and see this was a season God strengthened unity in the body of Christ.
free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.